Now we're at the National Farm Machinery Show, and of course it is kickoff day. Mr. David Beck is with us. It's always a pleasure to see you, Mr. Beck, and it's exciting to welcome another Farm Machinery Show this year.
It is. Alan, great to see you. Thanks for being with us. Always look forward to the opportunity to spend a little time talking with you.
Well, tell us, this year it's going to be an exciting show. Got a little music playing in the background, and it's always fun here at the Expo Center. Tell us what's planned this year.
Well, this is our 58th. National Farm Machinery Show. It's so exciting to see everybody. The setup's great. Staff worked hard. We're really excited about all this. And besides that, it's the 55th Championship Tractor Pull as well.
And brand new sponsor for the Tractor Pull, Farm Credit Mid-America.
Farm Credit Mid-America. You know, they're great corporate citizens. They do a lot for agriculture, rural Kentucky. They cover a lot of bases, and we're so glad to have their partnership this year.
I think it's fantastic. And, you know, you're going to welcome a lot of people over the next 4 days here at the Freedom Hall and to the National Farm Machinery Show, aren't you?
Well, we're hoping about 300,000 people with a four-day period. That would be a great attendance if we make that level of participation. We've got close to 850 or so different exhibitors, probably 1,000 displays set up. So it's pretty exciting to see this continue, people come and participate. And we won't share any secrets yet, but a couple of manufacturers are going to highlight for the first time some of the new products. That's pretty exciting that they're coming here to Louisville, Kentucky, a part of this National Farm Machinery Show, to make public their new ideas and concepts.
I think that's what the Farm Machinery Show is about. We have people that really literally come all over the country and all over the world here, don't we?
We do. We have every state represented. We have a lot of foreign visitors come here, not just visitors, but also industries that are involved here. This past year, in addition to this show, we had over 110 different foreign countries represented with attendees at our facilities. So it touches a lot of people around the world. Agriculture is important, and this show is as well.
And you have a great staff here that makes all this happen, don't you?
Wonderful team. I tell you what, I'm so impressed with our team. They all work together. They collaborate. They put together ideas and concepts. We listen to our exhibitors. We listen to the attendees. And we try to incorporate as much as we can to make the effort worthwhile for them to participate.
And this crew here, they're able to turn this place up and upside down in no time, aren't they?
It's amazing. In fact, you probably go to our website. We got a little clip where we turned the tractor pull from 11:30 one night to be able for basketball to start practicing Sunday morning at 7 a.m. That's pretty amazing. They worked all night long, and I'm proud of our team.
You know, you mentioned the tractor pull, 55th annual championship tractor pull. It's the best of the best here in Louisville, isn't it?
It is. We'll have some of the, about 200 of the best pullers in the world right here competing. They'll be competing for over $250,000 in prize money, but more importantly, they're competing for the title.
Oh, yeah.
And to be in iconic Freedom Hall, where we've had presidents speak, Muhammad Ali box, Elvis Presley perform, You think about the different things that Freedom Hall has been used for and be able to continue the tradition of this tractor pull. You know, one of the interesting things they were talking about was the dirt.
Right.
The dirt is some of the same dirt we started with 55 years
wow,
ago.
Really?
Every year they add a little bit more to it. Uh-huh. But that's pretty interesting to see how they keep the different dirts for all of our different events. Whether it be a rodeo, a horse show, you name it, and Tractor Pull has its own dirt as well.
And, you know, the track here at Freedom Hall is known for being tough. It's a tough track, but tractor pullers like that.
Well, the guys and ladies that put this thing on and manage that part of the pull do a wonderful job. I think we got the best. We're proud to have that partnership with them and helping manage the tractor pull.
I think it's fantastic to be able to do that. And, you know, really, we just invite people to come out and see you at the Farm Machinery Show. What do you enjoy about this show?
Well, I enjoy seeing the people. In many ways, it's like a homecoming. People you get to know, not just around Kentucky, but around the country. A lot of people schedule their vacation around this. They see people every year and visit. But I also enjoy the agriculture part of it. We'll have over 30 different seminars, the latest and best information, current information on agriculture. That professional development is important, sharing that information. And then to see the new technology. Just in my age, Alan, your age, how we've seen agriculture progress to be able to feed ourselves in a good part of the world. You know, I talk about this a lot, the fact, the standpoint that much of what we enjoy in our society, whether it be medicine, manufacturing, industry, you name it, so much of it got started in agriculture.
Oh, yeah.
A farmer had an idea, how to save money, how to save time, how to solve a problem. And then universities picked that up, manufacturers picked that up, and so much of what we had started in agriculture besides our food supply.
And you mentioned earlier, a lot of these companies choose the Farm Machinery Show to display their newest and greatest and something new coming out with.
You know, one of our original sponsors helped start the farm show was the rural electric co-ops.
Really? Wow.
And think about that, the importance that electricity had on the farm. Mm-hmm. In that era, that was a major deal, major right. how we started incorporating. And now we've gone to self-driving vehicles and so much other technology and how it works, being guided by satellites and all. But we've been able to produce the food and fiber to feed ourselves a good part of the world because agriculture being innovative.
Right.
Farmers don't have to solve problems. And sometimes in those years of surplus, we may have been our own worst enemy.
Yeah, right.
We've overproduced. Yeah. But isn't it wonderful to know we got that?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
as we go forward, it's going to be less water, less inputs, only so much land to work with, and a consumer that has a much higher expectation tomorrow than they did yesterday.
Right.
But today's agriculture, that farm leadership, those farmers out there every day doing it, are meeting that need and that supply and managing those challenges.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Mr. Beck. Always great to see you. Good friend of ours for many years. And thanks for what all you do to make this Farm Machinery Show. You and your team here do a wonderful job. And just look forward to another Farm Machinery Show. Great one this year.
Well, thank you. And thanks for recognizing our team. I'm so proud of them. Okay. They make it happen day in and day out. We got a wonderful fair board. Got great people that volunteer their time to be involved and make it work. Thank you, Alan. And thanks for what you do for telling the story of agriculture, bridging that rural and urban understanding.
Reporting from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Alan Watts with Your Ag Edge.